was in my blood. I read of ancient freemen of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And how I prayed someday we'd see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. And from that time through wildest woe, though hope has shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head in forum, field, and fane. Its angel voice rang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. It whispered to that freedom's ark, and service high and holy would be profaned by feelings dark and passions vain and lowly. For freedom comes from God's right hand and needs a godly train, and righteous men shall make our land a nation once again. A nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. And from that grew, from boy to man, I bend me to that bidding. My spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to aid. How can such hope be vain? That my dear country shall be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, one nation once again.